Shani Singapore, fake app, scam police probe stalls. Probe stuck, no arrests. Devotees duped, probe stalled. Crores lost, justice awaits. Unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive. The investigation into the Shani Singapore temple. Fake app scam has stalled, with no arrests made despite crores and donations being misappropriated. Police have questioned 38 individuals and scrutinized 20 bank accounts, but cite non-cooperation from temple officials. The probe remains ongoing amid calls for accountability and justice. Shani Singapore Temple fake app. Scam, police probe stalls. Amid high-profile controversy. The investigation into a sophisticated fake mobile application scam involving Maharashtra's renowned Shani Singapore Temple has reportedly stalled, drawing criticism from stakeholders and devotees. Despite the issue being raised in the state legislative assembly and involving alleged financial irregularities worth crores of rupees, progress remains slow. Police Inspector Moreshwar Pendam, the investigating officer, confirmed that the probe is ongoing, but no arrests have been made to date. Scope of the scam and initial inaction. The fake app scandal came to light after complaints that unauthorized applications were soliciting donations in the name of the Shani Singapore Temple. Although the Temple Trust did not initially file a complaint, police registered a case suo motu after the matter was raised in the legislature. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SITE, has learned that the temple had officially authorized only 3 apps, but at least 7 were found operating illegally, diverting crores of rupees from devotees. Police response and internal challenges. The case was assigned to the Cyber Crime Branch, but sources indicate that the inquiry has been hampered by a lack of cooperation from key temple officials. 2 summons were issued to the temple's chief executive officer seeking clarifications on donation records, but the required information was not provided. In a tragic turn, Deputy CEO Knighton Sheet died by suicide during this period, further complicating the investigation. Current status of the investigation. According to Inspector Pendam, 38 individuals, including trustees, employees, and priests, have been questioned so far. 20 bank accounts linked to the scam have been scrutinized to trace transaction trails. Despite these efforts, the Sprouts News SIT has found that the probe lacks momentum, with no charge sheets filed or arrests made even 2 months after the case was registered. Legal and administrative hurdles. The police have now sought advice from government lawyers on how to proceed, particularly given the religious and political sensitivity of the case. Superintendent of Police Somnath Garg had earlier promised swift action, but little has materialized. The Sprouts News SIT will continue to monitor whether this high-profile case leads to accountability or remains stuck in procedural delays. This case highlights urgent concerns about cyber fraud, exploiting religious institutions, and the effectiveness of state mechanisms in responding to complex financial crimes.